was in a hurry. Bosch saw the watch sergeant, who turned out to be a woman named Polly Fulton, standing in a hallway that most likely led to a bedroom.
"Detectives," she said. "Glad you could swing by, right in here."
"What do you mean?"
"We just got the call," Edgar said.
"Really?" Fulton said. "I called it in at least 45 minutes ago. The watch must have his hands full."
She gestured for them to pass by her, and they did. The hall ended at three doors, a closet, a bathroom, and a bedroom. They entered the bedroom and saw that all the activity was centered on a naked woman lying on the bed. Two coroner's investigators, a forensics tech, a photographer, and another patrol officer were all hovering around the bed. The woman was on her back, her arms at her sides. She had been young and beautiful, and remained so even in death. Her hair was blonde, and it wreathed her face, curving under her chin. Her skin was pale white, and her breasts were full, even while she was lying down. A slight line of discoloration could be seen running along the bottom curve of each breast. Surgical scars. There was a diamond teardrop pendant on a silver chain on her chest between her breasts. Her stomach was flat, and her pubic hair was neatly trimmed